Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
All through a standing in line, the clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me. I'll need a credit card that's got no limit, and a big black chair with a bedroom in it. Gonna join
the morning, Pensacola. This is Kristen Rhodes filling in for Andrew McKay this morning, who's taking some much needed time off. This is the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3, and I am so excited to be here with you guys this morning. I always tell Andrew when he asks me to fill in, you know, I get a little nervous, but I'm not too nervous in the 5 o'clock hour because, like, I usually am. Most people are probably still asleep, so I don't know that there's too many people listening to me making mistakes and tripping over myself in the morning, but I'm so excited to be filling in for my friend this morning. It's been a while, so please do offer me some grace when I do trip up over myself.
And
so,
you'll be fine.
Thank you. Thank you. I know whenever my kids get up, they're going to be asking to turn the radio on so that they can hear mommy on the radio. So I'll have to behave and not say too many things that they might continue to repeat forever and remind me of.
But they're used to it, though.
They are.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Wouldn't be something new.
Yes, they were so excited. So I think my kids are probably more stressed out of the fact that daddy's got to get them ready this morning because mom's not going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Even if he's standing right there, they have to come to mom to ask, you know, every single question, including what can I have for breakfast,
right,
and where are my clothes and all of that stuff. Well, there's another parent here that can help you, but it's I guess a mom thing.
He has them trained.
He does. Yes.
That's, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it is. That's it. He's been working on him.
See, I told you.
Oh, yeah. So, but we're going to have a lot of fun today. And we are, first off, I want to talk about some breaking news I saw last night.
Okay.
I don't know that, you know, David had mentioned this at all yet. I'm sure it's on his docket for later, but I could not scroll through Facebook without every other post being about Costco coming to Pensacola.
Oh.
I guess there's plans that have been submitted.
Okay.
And I saw, every other one at East 9 Mile and Camstrand, they said plans for Costco.
Wow.
Have actually been submitted in Pensacola, and it was blowing up my Facebook feed last night.
Oh, I bet it was.
So that's,
oh my goodness,
you know, when you're involved in business and economic development and all of those circles and
mm-hmm.
the mom circles, even, you just constantly hear about everything we don't have in the area, in Pensacola and Santa Rosa County, and Costco has been at the top of that list. Some people then continue to go on and say, you know, how we need a Trader Joe's and we need all this other stuff too, but I think Costco is,
I think,
is
that's
pretty
exciting. The bigger, yeah, for sure.
So does that mean that Pensacola is like getting to a next level where we're going to have three of those warehouse type stores, Sam's, BJ's, and now a Costco? I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
That's huge. And it's, you know, we're kind of elevating ourselves even more.
IKEA next? Who knows?
Oh, I couldn't stay out of that.
Oh, well, I will tell you, I'm from Cincinnati originally, so
oh, okay.
I came from a big city. I've lived down here for 15 years now, but when DSW, the shoe store,
mm-hmm.
Opened forever ago, I was so excited. I actually took some time off of work and went and I stood in line because I wanted to be one of the first ones because that was one of the big stores,
right,
that I missed so much when I moved down here. That was BC before children, when I had extra money to actually buy shoes for
you
myself.
You say the same thing. It's like BC.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
For children.
So, you know, we're really moving up in the world because I live in Navarre,
mm-hmm.
and our big news has been lately in the past week that we're getting a Chick-fil-A and a Chipotle.
Both?
Stop the press. Yep.
I know. Wow.
I know.
Boy. I guess that's good. I have a problem with Chick-fil-A. I mean, waffle fries. Ooh. The waffle fries, the chicken, it's so good.
Oh, so it's a good problem that you have with them. I was trying to understand who
I know, that's why I was
has
like
a problem with the Lord's chicken at all.
No, it's too good.
It is. It's
that's part
so
of my
good
problem.
My problem is that I always want it on Sundays.
True. True story.
So that's a problem that...
So get two on Saturday, then boom, you'll have one for Sunday. Microwave, boom. If it remains in the refrigerator.
Yes.
See, that's my problem with my son is it normally doesn't remain in the refrigerator.
Oh, because he's already eaten it or he's just not food safe certified and he left it out on the counter.
Sometimes it's a both. I like that.
Is he a teenager? Would he eat it anyways?
Oh, he's 16 years old. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
Salmonella, whatever.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
He'll eat it.
So, yeah, no, we're very, very excited. Navarre has grown incredibly. I've lived in Navarre since 2011, and, mm-hmm. I mean, I just remember where there was no stoplight here before, and, oh, there only used to be one stop sign on this street, and, you know, we really did not have much of anything, and so there has been so much growth and development in that area in the past few years, and a lot of that is due to the fact that our area is so attractive for people to move to
right.
and live. And we are a huge bedroom community for Hurlburt Field. So there's so much growth in that area that retail and that development and commercial is following. And so, mm-hmm. you know, people can finally stop complaining on the concerned citizens of Navarre because we have a Chick-fil-A and a Chipotle coming to Navarre, which is very exciting.
That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know what else.
Moving on up.
I know, where it's excited. So I think we might have to go to some commercials now. Is that
correct? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I am Kristen Rhodes. I'm filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Vinyl Revival, a six-piece band covering those classic hits from the 70s through the 90s, from Pat Benatar, Blondie, The Cars, The Cure, to Journey, AC/DC, and the Doobie Brothers. You can come out and enjoy at Bands on the Beach. No pets and no glass.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I love the music. I can't cut in too early because I gotta groove to it for a few seconds there. So I'm loving the variety. My playlist is all over the place. So
yeah, mine is too.
I hope my intro music is the same way today. So before we took a quick break for some commercials, we were talking about Costco coming to Pensacola and how Navarre is getting a Chick-fil-A and a Chipotle. So John, if there was anything that we don't have in our area that you could choose or wish that we had, what would it be?
Oh, wow. Buc-ee's.
Yeah, because
I know we have to drive.
It's not close enough, though.
Right.
Yeah.
A Texas boy, you know, Buc-ee's.
It's an incredible experience.
It is. It really is.
We stopped on our way up to Nashville mm-hmm. at the new one that they had in Athens, Alabama.
Yes, I've seen that one. That one's huge.
It was humongous. And I think they had just opened maybe the week before.
Right.
And it was incredible. Our kids loved it. So, of course, we had to stop on the way back because they had to have their Buc-ee's experience, and they got to meet Buc-ee.
Oh,
yeah, he was awesome. Out there, and you know, for my husband, it was the fresh brisket on the board.
Yes,
needed that brisket sandwich.
Oh, yeah, I grab one every single
time.
Really,
the triple meat one was good. Have you had the triple meat?
No, I haven't, but my fiance has. So
the turkey, the pulled pork, and sausage on it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm a brisket man, mm-hmm. so much. And I don't want them to cover it in sauce. I want the dry version. Mm-hmm. You just taste it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. See, Buc-ee's, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed the food. I enjoyed everything. It was a little there. I had a little bit of anxiety in there. But maybe that's the mom in a large crowd.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, because it was
like crowded.
Trying not to lose your children. Fighting the crowds. I think I'd rather go to Disney World than go into Buc-ee's to try to get the kids a sandwich and go to the bathroom
right.
if we're on a road trip. But maybe if I was by myself and trying to shop as well and have a little uh-huh. bit more time to look around, that would be a different story.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, so Buc-ee's. So you want a Buc-ee's closer.
Right.
Okay. Nothing else?
There's a place in Fort Worth. It's a tortilla factory. I want a real... Oh, I can't think of what's her name, but she has a tortilla place out in between Dallas and Fort Worth, Arlington, and it's really good. I mean,
fresh
they make
tortillas.
Homemade right there in front of you, and that's one of my weaknesses is homemade flour tortillas. Anybody will tell you. We can find a Mexican restaurant that does that. Oh, we're going.
I guarantee you that would be successful here
mm-hmm.
With how much people love some of our Mexican food trucks in different areas,
yeah.
you know, if we had some real fresh tortillas,
right,
that would definitely be a hit. I love it.
So, what about you? I know from Cincinnati, the northern thing. I get it. Much warmer here.
You know, it is. But if I could have anything from Cincinnati down uh-huh. here, Grater's ice cream. Have you ever had Grater's or heard of it? It is amazing. It's so good. They make all of their ice cream with what's called the French pot process.
Mm-hmm.
And it only makes 2 gallons at a time. And any of their chip ice creams, as the ice cream is spinning in the French pot, they pour liquid semi-sweet chocolate in. And it mm-hmm. freezes in these huge like sheets almost in it. And then they take paddles and go in and break it up. So if you go into a Grater store and you get your scoop of black raspberry chip is my favorite, you could have a chunk of chocolate half the size of your fist.
Wow.
In that scoop of ice cream. Mm-hmm. It's so good. So Grater's ice cream for sure. And then Skyline Chili. I'm a Skyline girl. So I know people think I'm weird, especially in the South. They're like, chili, that's not chili. That's absolutely not chili. There's no beans in it. There's like cinnamon in it. What is this thing? You're putting it on spaghetti. But Skyline Chili for sure. So gotta love that. So if I could have those two things, that would be great. But it's not going to happen. They're not going to move down here.
Okay.
So I'll just have to go back and visit.
Well, yeah, that's the excuse. Don't tell me you're a Bengals fan.
I'm a huge Bengals fan.
I'm so sorry for you. I just feel so sorry. It's okay. It's all right. Maybe you'll get a quarterback one day that can stand up.
Oh, what? Oh, blasphemy. This is
No. He needs to learn like Tua, you know, how to karate fall and all that kind of stuff.
Who are you a fan of? Dallas?
The Dolphins.
Oh, the Dolphins.
Yeah.
The Dolphins?
Yes, and every time
They still have a football team?
Oh, they do. Oh, they do. Oh, they're pretty good, too. Except when they play the Bills or something like that.
Oh, boy. Oh boy, no. Being from Cincinnati, born and raised, I'm a Cincinnati fan for all sports through and through, regardless of if they're doing great or they're doing terrible. And for many years, it was a sad, sad time to be a Bengals fan, but it's been exciting the past few years. And kind of the same with the Reds. I'm more of a baseball girl than a football girl, but do you watch baseball?
Oh yeah.
Ellie De La Cruz. He is incredible. That man is so fast, and I mean stealing bases, and he's just, he's exciting, exciting, exciting to watch in baseball right now.
Oh yeah.
I would love to go back and watch some games with the Reds with him right now.
Oh, okay. You know, they play Miami sometime, or. You know.
Yeah, but I can get to Cincinnati faster than I can get to Miami from Pensacola.
Yeah, trust me, I did the trip back in December when the Cowboys traveled to Miami. I've been to every single Cowboys-Dolphins game as long as I can remember, whether it's in Dallas or whether it's down in South Florida. But
that's a long drive down to Miami.
It's all right. We break it up into a couple of days.
Yeah. My husband is a Yankees fan, and it was always his dream to go see them play in Yankee Stadium. So a couple years ago, we went up to New York in July when the Reds were playing the Yankees.
Oh, that's good.
And it was so much fun. We went to three games. We got to go to two Reds and Yankees games. And of course the Reds won, and the Reds were like the worst team in baseball, and the Yankees were one of the best. And the Reds won both of the games that we went to, and then they were playing the Red Sox in a homestand that weekend too. So we were able to go see the Yankees and the Red Sox play, and the Red Sox won that game too. So I'm a jinx, you know. His old boss, who's a big Yankees fan, told him he's a jinx. He's not allowed to go back and play anymore. I felt so bad for him to finally, you know, have that dream and then not get to watch them win it all. But
it's okay.
Yeah, but we're a big baseball. We're just a sports family in general and love it. But I'll even support those other teams that my husband likes, even as long as they're not playing my team.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what my fiance says too. So, yeah. David Wayne in the newsroom.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's see here. There I am. The first debate of the 2024 presidential election just a few days away now. President Biden set to face off against former President Trump on Thursday. That debate, hosted by CNN, happening in Atlanta. And they'll be making their pitch to voters. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has reached a plea deal with the U.S. Justice Department. That'll see him go free. Of course, he has spent the last 5 years in a British prison. The U.S. charges were part of one of the biggest publications of classified info in history. And research is continuing on a new ketamine pill that reportedly could help treat depression with fewer side effects. A slow-release ketamine pill showed to be somewhat effective in an early study relieving symptoms. That study was published on Monday in the Journal of Nature Medicine.
Well, thank you, David.
Thank you very much, John.
Ah, good morning to you, brother.
And good morning to you, both of you.
Good morning.
It's early. David, thank you for the update.
It's the 5 o'clock hour. It's a whole different show than any other hour of the show. That's what Andrew always says.
Yes, absolutely. And the sun is starting to rise out there over the few cars that are on I-10.
Mm-hmm. Always a beautiful sunrise that comes right in the window. Then I have to lower this little shade a little so I don't get a glare on here. You know, just the struggles are real.
First world problems.
Yeah. The struggles are real.
Yeah. You'll survive.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So we were talking about sports.
Yes.
There was an exciting, exciting win last night for the state of Florida.
Oh, I know. The Panthers.
Yes.
Getting their first.
First.
NHL title.
Franchise history, yes. That was like they've been around for 30 years, I think they said. And they won the Stanley Cup last night. And luckily, they won that game because they won their first three.
Oh, I know.
And then they lost the next three, and they didn't want to, you know, be that team.
Be that team is right.
That, you know, went on to create history and lose after a three-game lead. but that's really, really exciting. I love that, especially when there's, you know, teams that are winning it for the first time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know,
like the Rangers.
Mm-hmm, the state team doing that. So that's a lot of fun. That's great for the state of Florida and hockey. I mean, you think hockey and Florida are two things that go together, right? Like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, no. I used to live in South Florida. I'm like, we have hockey. It's like I didn't even want to own a jacket when I lived down there.
Mm-hmm. See, from Ohio, I'm familiar with hockey, but you know, the fact that we can have a great hockey team down here in the state of Florida too. I mean, if you're going to play hockey, I think I'd want to play it in Florida. So just, you know, you get on the ice, but then you get to go out and warm up.
Mm-hmm. Just like playing for the Dolphins. I mean, you know, other than the storms, still got some beautiful weather in Miami.
We do. And are we going to have some beautiful weather today? Hopefully. I didn't look at the weather at all.
Heat advisory in effect until 7 o'clock tonight.
Well, that's not great.
No.
But all right. Well, hopefully everyone stay safe if they are outdoors today. And right now it's not too bad because the sun's not up yet. So if you got anything you got to go out and do early, get it done now. All right. We'll be back soon.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is a free man after cutting a deal with the Justice Department ending a legal saga stemming from the publication of classified documents.
Assange has agreed to plead guilty to a felony charge. And as part of a deal with the DOJ, he will avoid imprisonment here in the U.S.
That's Fox's Kevin Corrick. His wife, Stella Assange.
A movement of people from all walks of life, from around the world, who support not just Julian and not just us and our family, but what Julian stands for, truth and justice.
That from WikiLeaks, Julian Assange will return to his native Australia. Residents in the upper Midwest scrambling to get out of the way of rushing water.
We have major flooding for parts of South Dakota in towards Iowa, Minnesota, and all of that water is going to come downstream.
That's Fox's senior meteorologist, Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio Pensacola. Escambia County deputies investigating and searching for a third suspect. This is after a drive-by shooting that happened last night at about 6:30. Deputies say a woman was shot in the neck. A suspect vehicle was located. That vehicle fled from Escambia County deputies, led to a high-speed chase, which went down Scenic Highway. The vehicle was stopped with a pit maneuver at the Escambia Bay Bridge. Three suspects in that vehicle got out and jumped from the bridge. One was injured. One was pulled from the water. A third has not yet been located. Right now, there's no word on the condition of that shooting victim. Controversial ordinance yesterday in Santa Rosa County was put to a vote.
We have a major problem in this country right now with illegal immigration, with crimes being committed by illegal immigrants, and people not following the law. It's a serious problem, and we need to do what we can as commissioners to help stop it.
That's Commissioner James Calkins, and he put forward that ordinance that would have officially stated that illegal immigrants were not welcome in Santa Rosa County. There were nearly a dozen people that spoke against the ordinance during that meeting. In the end, it wasn't passed. The only votes in favor were from James Calkins and also Commission Chairman Sam Parker after that ordinance was amended to add some additional language. There were a few dozen protesters downtown yesterday at the Supervisor of Elections office. This just a few days now after news broke that Bruce Childers had been disqualified from the race for Escambia Supervisor of Elections for not meeting a deadline to file a financial disclosure. Although Childers does contest that the paperwork was filed as was instructed by the Supervisor of Elections office. And he says he was even listed as being qualified before that decision was reversed.
Once somebody is qualified by the Supervisor of Elections, they can only be disqualified by the courts. So I'm pretty sure that that Mr. Childers is going to win his court case and he's going to end up on the ballot. But the bigger picture and why we're out here protesting is to make sure that the citizens are watching. You know, these people are cheating to stay in power, and that's got to stop.
Former Escambia County Commissioner Doug Underhill there, and he says that Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender's disqualification of Childers is, quote, beyond preposterous and, quote, clear banana republic. Underhill partially organized that protest yesterday. Looks like Saharan dust over the west of Africa could be in Florida by this weekend. National Weather Service senior meteorologist Robert Garcia says the good news is that dust typically limits tropical activity.
It can help rein in some of those tropical waves before they really get their act together.
But it could also lead to some stronger afternoon thunderstorms once it gets here. Hurricane forecasters also keeping close tabs on another tropical wave currently coming off the African coastline. It is 5:34 News Radio Pensacola. Right now we do have 74 degrees in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, and 76 in Milton. Our next news at 6 o'clock. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola, FM 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Uber has begun locking New York City drivers out of its app during periods of low demand to fight a minimum wage rule, and Lyft is threatening to do the same. As a result, some drivers say their wages have fallen by as much as 50%. The six-year-old pay rule requires firms like Uber and Lyft to pay drivers for the idle time they rack up between rides. The lockouts, which began last month, are aimed at limiting how much non-passenger time drivers can log and be paid for. Software company Oracle said a U.S. ban of TikTok would hurt its business. Oracle provides cloud infrastructure for TikTok, which has over 150 million users in the U.S. TikTok has moved forward with an initiative called Project Texas, designed to keep TikTok services for U.S. users running on Oracle cloud infrastructure located inside the country. Futures are mixed. Monday, the Dow Industrials gained 260, the NASDAQ lost 192, and the S&P 500 down 16. That's Your Money Now.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a one-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Good morning, Pensacola. Pensacola. My name is Kristen Rhodes, and I am filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3 while he is resting. Hopefully he's resting right now and not up listening to the show. I mean, he texted,
hopefully he's sleeping in.
He texted me last night and said, everything good to go for tomorrow? And I said, I have as ready as I'll ever be. as good as it can be, I guess, since I'm not in radio. But hopefully he is sleeping in and not getting up this early and listening to me. You know, we were just listening to that intro song, and there were some dogs barking in the background. And it made me think, I wonder why those dogs were barking. Maybe there's a bear coming around the corner.
You think? Maybe.
So we know in this area, even though, you know, some areas are, you know, more city, you know, urban environments, there's still a lot of bears around our area. And sometimes we have to deal with them face to face. Not fun. I've had to do it in my neighborhood. I'm sure you probably have run into them in neck of the woods as well. But I heard the other day that there is a new law that the governor signed into law, a bill he signed into law that goes into effect July 1st. That is called the Self-Defense Act of 2024. And it is a stand your ground law against bears. So bears, you know, had been a protected species,
right,
and you can't just go and shoot a bear. But I guess there is a new law in the state that does allow for it in defense of yourself, your property. So let's see here. The bill provides that use of lethal force to kill a bear, if the person is reasonably believed that his or her action was necessary to avoid an imminent threat of death or serious bodily injury to himself or herself, a pet, or substantial damage to a dwelling. So if you feel like you or any of your family members, another person, your pet, have an imminent threat of serious bodily injury, then you have that right now to shoot that bear in defense, where before you could get in big trouble. So I don't know. How do you feel about?
I think it's good because you need to defend yourself and defend your family.
Absolutely.
And if it's a threat coming at you, I am going to defend myself. The bear will see a nice red dot and he can look down and decide to run or continue his voyage.
So what happens when you shoot him?
Well, I hadn't made it that far yet. Just being honest, I'd call the police. I mean,
So
I hadn't made it that far.
So what you're supposed to do, just FYI, into contact with the bear, you need to protect yourself, and you are legally allowed to use force, lethal force now, to protect yourself and your dwelling. You're supposed to notify, you have to notify FWC within 24 hours. So the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is going to be the ones that you contact about that, and they will come and take care of the bear for you. So one thing that people must know, because it's sad that this has to be in there.
Right.
But so no one that if anyone has to defend themselves and shoot a bear, they're not allowed to possess, sell, or dispose of the dead bear or its parts. So you can probably
say that you have to put that in there.
It is. But you know, there's probably people thinking, oh, okay, I can
sell this on eBay
and, you know, and whatever. So, you know, this bill is not intended to give people the right to start hunting bears.
Right.
You know, it's just really for self-defense. And having come out at my house before and had bears and feel nervous sometimes when they've come out, because they'll come out in the middle of the day. I mean, it's 6 a.m., 8 a.m. You know, they're not just coming around at night or, you know, looking for your trash. They feel very confident to just walk around. My elderly neighbor last year was just sitting there, you know, on his property, enjoying himself in the middle of the day. And a bear just decided to just walk on right through his property. And there's no way at 80 years old, he's some years old, he'd be able to, you know, if that bear had decided to come a little closer,
right,
and see what he was doing, really protect himself in any way. So I'm glad we have the you know, the ability to protect ourselves in this situation now. But you know, people need to be thoughtful of if they need to use that force,
right,
or not. There's other ways that you can probably still get that bear to go away without having to use deadly force there.
But if it's running at me with its teeth wide open, going, or whatever noise they make.
Yeah. You're not going to do the whole try to make yourself bigger and growl back at it.
Yeah, no.
I agree with you. Yeah, that's it can be scary, especially if you have kids or pets.
Because if they're used to humans, or, you know, they're not scared of us, that's not going to do you any good.
Right. Oh, my husband came home from church one night. And that there was a bear getting ready to start digging in our trash can. And, you know, he honked the horn to try to get him to go away. And he went back to our fence, turned around, and just laid right down, just like a dog, just laid right down there and stared at him. Just, what you going to do?
What you going to do?
So he called Mama Bear.
Uh-huh.
And I came outside.
Best choice.
And I locked eyes with him, and he got up and walked away.
Yeah, that was the best choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't need a gun. He just needed to know that Mama Bear was going to.
Mama Bear is here.
At least that's what I like to think. But he probably just was like, "Eh, I don't want to deal with her tonight." Probably it. Oh, do we need to take a break for any commercials right now?
Yeah.
All right. Well, my name is Kristen Rhodes. I'm filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3.
So I know sometimes people think, like, I'll just sell the home myself, or I'll just buy it myself, and they don't want to use a realtor. I understand, okay? But let me give you some thoughts about why maybe it's useful to go to a realtor, especially one as great as Christina Leavenworth, okay? Obviously, you know that she sells a lot of homes, 175 homes last year. You hear me talking about her all the time. When the market was hot and it was very easy to sell homes, she could help you by getting the best possible deal as quickly as possible. When the market is slow, more like it is now, when people are uncertain about interest rates, or when they're not sure what's going to happen with that market or the economy or the election or anything else, or, you know, what affects the price of the home? Is it change of station for the military? Are we in season or not for that? What about for, you know, school, things like that? And even understanding, like, what could happen near that home, behind that home, or even with a new home, you might think, why would I use a realtor for that? Because they can get the builder to buy down your points, for example, and work with you, because builders are motivated. The point is, having a realtor gets you the best of all possible outcomes. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty are phenomenal. 723-9158, or look her up online, Christina Leavenworth.
Can going to the shooting range relieve stress and anxiety? Many Americans are starting to see the health benefits of spending time at the shooting range. Shooting increases mental capacity, boosts confidence, spikes adrenaline, and improves balance. Stop by Jim's Firearms and pick up all you need to head to the range. Jim's Firearms always encourages you to get out and shoot and know your firearm. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento, near the back gate of NAS. Online at jimsfirearms.net.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Sunday night, enjoy a free concert at Community Maritime Park's Hunter Amphitheater. The free show starts at 6. Pack a cooler and bring a lawn chair or blankets for the Blues Angel Music Blues on the Bay. See visitpensacola.com for more. Pensacola's 4th of July is next Thursday. Enjoy the fireworks beginning at 9 over the bay, or enjoy the fireworks show at Pensacola Beach behind the boardwalk. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola. My name is Kristen Rhodes, and I am filling in for Andrew McKay this morning on News Radio 92.3. And we are watching the sunrise over here in Pensacola, and I'm looking at the weather forecast over there on the news, and it is going to be a hot one today. So please, please, please be smart if you have things to do outside. Do not wait until the afternoon to go out and decide to cut your grass or pick weeds or anything like that. Just stay in and stay safe, because that heat will definitely get to you quickly. So.
Yeah, heat advisory until 7 p.m. tonight. Mm-hmm. Keep yourself hydrated. Water, sports drink. Just don't ingest things that will dehydrate you. I guess that's a good way of saying it.
Any folks that may be partaking today, I don't know that they're necessarily up at 5:50 listening to that right now.
You never know.
You never know. Maybe they're packing their stuff up for the beach and they are getting ready to go. So make sure you stay hydrated with proper hydration.
I like that, proper hydration.
Proper hydration. So, all right. So let's see here. I was watching a news show the other night, and they started talking about this something called Summer Fridays, and how Summer Fridays are on the decline in workplaces. And I said, what in the world are they talking about? Summer Fridays. I have never heard that before. And so I started, I rewound it.
I know.
Did I just give my age?
Please be kind to rewind.
I ran the tape back. And then I looked up the article online as well, and I can't believe it. I've never heard this in any place that I've ever worked before, but apparently there were a lot of companies that did what they called Summer Fridays. And during the summer months, and maybe it's just because we have pretty much nice weather here all the time, on Fridays they let their employees either leave early, so like at 2 o'clock on Fridays, they can go ahead and have personal time for themselves, or just be off on Fridays entirely. But a lot of companies are going away from Summer Fridays and instead switching to just work from home on Fridays. And, you know, there's a lot of thoughts both ways on that. You know, some people feel that working from home on Fridays is not necessarily going to be giving the same benefits to employees, as far as giving them kind of that mental break and those sort of benefits. Have you ever heard of Summer Fridays?
I've been in radio.
Yeah. You guys just work all the time.
And I'm just used to it, you know, because if we had Summer Fridays here, we would just have dead air.
True.
Just that's, being honest.
Very true. You know, I don't know how I feel about this. Maybe it's just because I've always been in industries where you just wouldn't be able to do that, or lived in warmer climates where it doesn't really matter. I mean, in Pensacola, I think we would need our businesses here would need to do like April Fridays and October Fridays, because those are our 2 months where we really would want to get out a day early.
Right.
And
enjoy
the beach, right, you know, before we get into home projects and things like that. Because summer, when there's a heat advisory at, you know, 5:30 in the morning, is not the best time to take an extra day off and have some time to yourself. But I really thought this was interesting that, that there were companies that do that during the summer, months for their employees. And I was just kind of intrigued to look into it more. We can definitely talk more about that a little bit later, because I'd like to get some feedback from some listeners and see what their thoughts are on that. If that would entice them, that would be an incentive to go work for a company because they offered that, or if they had a company that stopped offering that, if they would start looking for a different type of job.
Maybe you can start the online petition for your job.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I just want any of my employers, that might be out there listening right now, I am not advocating for Summer Fridays at our place of business. So please understand that I am not advocating for that. But it was very interesting to me that this was something that would was a thing. It said in 2019, 55% of organizations offered the benefit. And until that point, its popularity had been growing for years.
Now, I've heard of Casual Friday.
Right, yeah.
I've heard of that.
Absolutely. But I had never heard, and like I said, maybe it's because I never worked in an industry or in an area where, you know, maybe in Minnesota when it's cold and all throughout the winter,
gotcha.
That's something that they, that is very, it is an incentive for workers is to give them that extra time off on Fridays. Now I have heard of some companies that the day before a holiday,
mm-hmm.
they'll go ahead and kind of close at noon the day before a holiday to give
right.
their employees some extra time, but not a consistent kind of day off there. Radio, you know, I guess in radio, that's just so foreign to.
We don't even know what a day off is
because right.
we are 24/7. 24/7. Here for you anytime.
That sounds like a commercial. Did you just do a commercial for the radio station?
No, ma'am. I have no recollection of the event in question, except recording, but it's okay.
David, are you listening over there?
Yes, I'm here.
How long have you been in radio?
In radio? About 20 years, probably.
Okay, yeah. So summer Fridays would be foreign to you, too?
Yes. Yeah, never heard of such a thing.
Yeah.
But I'd like to subscribe to your newsletter.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like a good idea.
It's a really good idea.
Well, like I said, here in this area, we need April Fridays and October Fridays because those are the months of the year in Pensacola where we would really want some extra time off when it's not blazing hot outside and can go and enjoy the weather.
Absolutely.
All right. Do you have some news for us, David?
Well, I certainly do. Primary elections are set today for Colorado, Utah, and New York. New York progressive Democrat Jamal Bowman fighting to keep a seat there. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is up in that. And let's see. The southern plains and southeast are going to be feeling some sweltering temperatures this week. The past weekend saw record high temperatures all the way from New York to Mississippi, with some of those being over a century old. And the return of Boeing Starliner has been pushed back yet again. Over the weekend, officials extended the crew's stay at the International Space Station. They say they have to do more testing and analysis on those helium leaks and thruster issues that the Starliner has been experiencing. So I'm not sure how that would feel to be up in the space station and not really know when you can come home.
Yeah, I'd be making the call to Elon at that point. Going, if y'all still don't get this or understand. Can you call an
Uber from the space station?
I was just about
yes,
to say that. You know, Uber. your regular ride doesn't That's show right. up, so you have to call an Uber, a space Uber.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not one of those, you know, I got stuck on my commute.
Right. No, that'd be a bad one. Yeah.
Wouldn't really want to trust coming down, and you know, what is it, 1500 degrees or however much it is coming through the Earth's
atmosphere. Yeah.
Yeah.
It burns up those, the meteors pretty good. So
it does. And yeah. So, you know, what would it do to helium? On the other hand,
I would want to just wait up there, though, until they knew that my ride coming to get me was safe. You know, I don't think I'd want to just say, well, I really want to get home because I want to watch the game this weekend. So just, you know, send up my ride anyways.
Well, they might be anxious to get home. Maybe NASA's, you know, picked up on your summer Fridays idea.
There you go. That might be it. That's not my idea. Y'all are going to get me in trouble.
No, nobody has any recollection of the event in question.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
We don't even know what we're talking about here.
No, we're just talking.
Yeah.
We're just hanging out.
No suggestions, just conversation.
Oh, goodness. You know, I would be on the sat phone going, Elon?
Yes,
you've done
so.
This before? I might need to go home. But they're also having fun in space, too. Like,
true.
They have no, you know, mission critical jobs. They're
right.
just kind of hanging out. I mean, I wouldn't mind that.
Munching on some astronaut ice cream.
No, I know. Just sitting there watching others.
Around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be
just
fun.
Sit in the little window and just watch the world go by.
Literally.
Yeah. Like, I need to get back there. Oh, there it goes.
Well, this 5 o'clock hour certainly has been fun.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been listening, I'm sorry. It's you know, I'm waking up, getting my coffee, and normally not up this early unless kids are waking me up. So I just appreciate y'all being here with me today and giving me some grace again. As I said before, and you may or may not have heard, I am Kristen Rhodes filling in for Andrew McKay this morning.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays.